We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Can you do me a favor and leave me alone today?
Yes.
I'm just going to ask you ahead of time, man. All right, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to start with a couple that we did not hit from yesterday. And did you see this Charles Oakley thing here? So Charles Oakley, he came out and said that the Knicks offered, you know, when they were trying to figure out his whole situation there, that they offered to retire his jersey inside Madison Square Garden. He basically told them no go because he said it was a ticket-selling scheme and he didn't want to be a part of it.
They didn't even recognize Ewing when Ewing's jersey's retired. You think they didn't recognize Oakley?
There's only a few players, by the way. You want to guess at any of them that are hanging in Madison Square Garden?
Willis Reed.
That's one.
Walt Frazier.
That's two. Ewing is three. Former
Bradley?
Senator.
Bill Bradley.
Right. Dave DeBuscher.
So we just named the championship team. Congratulations.
McGuire, Dick Barnett, the others. So he would be up there with all those. But he said that he will have them hang the jersey outside the arena so that people can see it without buying a ticket.
He's unbelievable. Okay.
He goes, as long as you don't have to buy a ticket to see it, you guys can hang it outside Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
You're lucky they want your ass up there. Let's be honest, man.
Well, he was wrong by them, Joe. He's sticking to his principles. One other thing from yesterday. Did you guys see the video of the 6-foot-long lizard thing from Thailand at the 7-Eleven?
No.
No, what?
You didn't see this thing? He got into the 7-Eleven, ends up scaling the walls. I mean, it's basically like half alligator, half lizard. It's like a Komodo dragon type deal.
Sounds like half badass to me.
I got to show you this thing. I mean, you think I'm scared of like iguanas. I got to show you guys.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this thing is just.
Holy moly. That's
real? I think these things are dangerous. Are you seeing it right now, Zach?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Don't worry. And why, he doesn't need to see it because, like, in the next 6 months, there'll be 20 of them here in South Florida.
That's a good point. Right. They'll be in the Everglades.
Everything. It'll be somebody's pet, and they'll go, I don't want it anymore. And they'll go, honey, take it out. Don't kill it. Take it to the Everglades.
Oh, my God. This thing is – if I was in a store and saw this, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That'd have you running out.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope for a heart attack just so that thing didn't eat
me. Oh, my God. this thing might kill Hollywood. Seriously.
I'll show it to you.
That's a little strong.
I'll show it to you. You'll see it,
better ways
Joe.
To die, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, not getting eaten by a giant lizard is one of them. we go to college basketball next here, and this is pretty interesting here. So apparently Gonzaga and some of the guys on their team ordered cases of champagne prior to the title game. And Baylor actually got word of it. Baylor took it as serious disrespect. They even talked about it during the game and possibly a little motivation there for the ass-whooping they put on Gonzaga.
Gonzaga apparently was listening to everybody before they played the game. They better be careful on that, man. It's a bad look. Bad look setting up for that championship, and there's no championship.
All right, nice father-son moment at the Masters yesterday. You see Rory McIlroy smacked with a golf ball there?
I did.
Yeah, hit his dad right there in the leg.
Actually, Rory's doing a lot of spraying these days.
Yeah.
My man's not playing his best. Even neither one of you guys took him yesterday. I knew he was in trouble.
I thought about it.
All right, guys. This thing is starting to heat up a little here. The Rock for president. Apparently, there was a poll that was ran with potential voters. Now, I didn't get asked about this poll, so I don't know where these voters came from. But if The Rock would make a presidential run in 2024, he has the support of 46% of adult Americans, according to this poll.
Wow.
Can we see how he's going to do it with this new football league first before we decide to make him a president, he and his ex, see how that works out?
He's going to take a major pay cut, though, if he's going to spend 4 years there and not make movies.
29% of people in the poll thought that Matthew McConaughey would be a good Texas governor.
He's gotten a little political. He's gotten a little political over the last year.
30% support Angelina Jolie for president, 27% support Oprah, and only 22% supported Tom Hanks, which is surprising.
Really?
I think Tom Hanks would be a great president.
I'm going to pass on all of them, okay?
Even Tom Hanks?
Angelina Jolie, though.
You're just going to just put somebody off the street, or you like their movie, just put them in?
Bro, Tom Hanks not some guy off the street. You want to take that back?
The national treasure.
Yeah, I mean, out of everyone in the country that,
I know about Ronald Reagan, by the way. Don't send me that text.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
It's coming. It's coming in, Joe.
No, but seriously, like Tom Hanks, everyone likes him. Democrats, Republicans, they all like Tom Hanks. You get 100% of the vote.
Nobody gets 100% of the vote, Jerky.
99.
What are you talking about?
Wilson!
You ever met anyone that's like, I really dislike Tom Hanks?
No, he's very likable.
And he was the start of the poster child for COVID. He's the first one to get it that we knew.
Oh, that's important.
Survived.
That's important when you're campaigning. That's important.
All right. And then in weird stories here, a Texas man has finished a cross-country run from Disneyland to Disney World. I find it exhausting just walking through Disney World. But this guy ran 2,800 miles across the country.
Okay.
He has diabetes. He wanted to show that he could do it with diabetes.
Did he raise money the whole way? Is that what the whole thing was about? Or
like Forrest Gump?
I don't know if he raised money, if it was just a publicity stunt, but he survived.
You brought it up, so obviously had a little time to get in shape and do it.
You're not a runner, right?
No. I you know what? I have always, even in my skinny days, never enjoyed when somebody said take off and run a mile or two for PE. That was a bad day. When they used to time us in the mile. I don't know if you guys ever had that.
We did, yeah.
All the kids got timed in a mile, and I was like, oh, my God. It wasn't that I could. It was just, and then the track guys, you know, the long distance, the real skinny guy, they just take off and lap you, and I could care less.
Did you ever do long distance running though?
No. Well,
outside of a mile or two, but
so you want to hear this one? Like Don Shula has the gassers. In college, we had to get timed in the mile. We got timed in the mile. It was the first thing, like before we start camp, and they're going get ready, man. Like we're gonna run a mile for time, and it's kind of a big thing to be under 6:30, and I was like, what? I've never been timed at like what? Yeah, so actually trained for the mile for a while.
That's weird.
Yeah, crazy one. That and those 100-yard wind sprints that the coach was.
Well, that I can understand for football, but
those
were
big.
Right.
You ever do the hurdles?
No.
You're tall enough, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just figured since you were so in love with the Olympics growing up.
So you're going to take a shot at me in the Olympics, man. A lot of people. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people like to watch the fastest man in the world. And
did you have a favorite Olympian growing up?
I did. You know who's my favorite of all time? One of my favorites, Carl Lewis.
Mm.
100, 200, great long jumper. Yeah.
Where's Ben Johnson on your list?
No, here's... He was good for one race, but that was it.
Found out he had all kinds. What do you mean?
Had all kinds of stuff in his system. Are you done?
Was
now?
He
you
your top guy, Carl Lewis? Taking, was he your
I know what
one?
You're. I know where you're trying to get at, and I'm not going to do it.
He's throwing the layup, man.
I know
just
he
either
is.
Take
man.
It, take it, or let it
no,
go out of bounds.
No, he's trying to talk. He's trying to get me back to the Jenner decathlon.
Right.
I know
it.
Where he's going because he's a bad, bad guy. Bad guy. What else you got? Are you done?
That's it. I'm out of ammo for Friday here.
You took a shot. You got your shots in, though. It was outstanding. You got your shots in.
By the way, somebody texted in wrong. We hate Tom Hanks. Good movies, but he's an idiot.
What do you mean he's an idiot? Like, in what sense? Like,
so you asked for it when you said 100%.
Right. Who doesn't? He's
of
like,
people like
he's Woody from Toy Story.
Correct.
He's Forrest Gump. He's
on an island. Like, he was on an island for like ever. Lost his damn wife and everything.
Wilson.
Come back.
Did he do something horrible over the last year that, like, I don't know about? Like, did it?
Woody, just because you like somebody doesn't mean everybody else. Like,
it's,
when
it's
you and
Tom
your friends
Hanks,
get. I know, but when you and your friends get together and go, hey, nobody likes this or everybody likes this, that's just not the case.
Apparently, he's got a movie where a bird flies into a plane engine.
Okay. That's good, Woody.
Remember that?
Are you done? We got a 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Thank God.
Jeez.
Thank God. Thank God. Nothing can mess up a Friday. 305-567-0560. We'll jump back on the text machine. But right now I want to jump on the air conditioning machine. For over 34 years, you've been hearing me talk about air around the clock. Listen, everybody needs air conditioning. Nobody wants one hot day here in South Florida. And everybody knows every year it's getting a little bit warmer out there. It is sure nice to have air around the clock. And their partners, Rheem, ready to help you if you need a new air conditioning unit. Just got myself two new Rheems in the last couple of months. They have great financing available at 90% approval rate. Don't sweat the heat over the next 5 or 6 months. Oh, call us at Air Around the Clock. They're going to take good care of you. Yep, the friends at Rheem are ready to take good care of you too. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Oh, still family-owned. Air Around the Clock still taking care of all the folks in Broward and Palm Beach. Doing great work. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there. And listen, if you need a new air conditioning unit quickly, getting ready for the hot summer, you got an old one that's always breaking down, call Air Around the Clock. They'll have a Rheem in no time for you, ready to go. And if you just need somebody to come out and take care of an air conditioning problem, don't sweat it. Not when you have Air Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.